back. Welcome back. I'm Eddie. This is La Cosa Nostra, and today we are doing 2016's La La Land, directed by
Damien Chazelle,
starring Ryan Gosling and Emma Stone.
It sends, and then like a John Legend jumps.
That's really annoying to me that the movie's about jazz and like the only actual jazz musician in it is just the like washed up, like horrible guy who has no talent. And like, that's his whole role.
No, but like, I did not. Like, when John Legend came out, I was like, what?
It's like, ah!
I was genuinely confused. I was, what?
It's almost as bad as when, like, J.K. Simmons just turns
up. Oh, wait, no, but like, J.K. Simmons, like...
He's in everything. J.K. Simmons, at this point, I enter films expecting J.K. Simmons to
like
turn
William
up.
It's like William Dafoe. I'm just like...
It's like when I watch...
When he turns up in a movie, you're like, why wouldn't he be there? Yeah, like,
it's like, a Spider-Man movie, J.K. Simmons better be there. Or like... Any animated superhero TV show ever, apparently.
I've forgotten. Is he like...
He's the only...
Is he in the Amazing Spider-Man movie?
Yes, but very briefly.
Yeah.
He's in all of them.
Because like Alex Jones, the InfoWars guy.
Not Alex Jones. Yeah,
that's what he's modeled on in the Amazing Spider-Man. He's got the shades of hair and he's like...
But he's J. Jonah Jameson.
Yeah.
And but he's like, the only one, apparently. And then I'm watching Invincible episode one.
Oh, yeah, a long time ago. My sister...
And I just hear his voice.
I know, my sister had like, just been watching, like, Invincible. And when he pops out of nowhere in La La Land, it's like, what?
So what is Omni-Man doing in my movie, bro?
Oh, my God. That would make such an interesting crossover, Invincible.
Omni-Man in La La Land. He just holds up Ryan Gosling, like, you better play Christmas songs. Just rips his head off.
Oh my God, that's such a... That is what I would call whiplash. That was really good. That's the funniest thing about this thing.
Okay. Anyway, moving swiftly
on
from that.
So,
there's a lot of characters in this There's so many people in this movie.
There is technically a lot of people and simultaneously people
the
in
intro
this thing.
Alone.
Yeah, okay, let's get into like...
Okay, they name drop so many people, like Greg, for example, turns up for one scene, you hate Greg.
Oh, yeah.
But then I feel bad for Greg, because he just gets dumped.
Yeah, and they don't even go back to it. It's just like, yeah, just like, Greg's gone.
Greg's been dumped.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, okay, like, Greg didn't see that bad.
Greg's all right.
Yeah, so do you want to go get into like Damien Chazelle as like a director?
As a director. Because he started his career 2009. With Guy and Madeleine on a park bench, which I'm going to be honest, I don't think anyone has ever watched, apart from the people who say Damien Chazelle is like Jesus.
I have watched a bit of it. Anytime I see a movie,
Isn't it just La La Land in autumn?
It's, yes. And it's for, how old was he? He was 20.
He releases this and he's like, this didn't make enough money. Let me just do it again. But with more color.
Yeah, yeah. It was basically what he did. Was it whilst he was at Harvard?
Of course he went to Harvard. Yeah. Oh, shocker.
Originally planned the project at Harvard, but briefly...
Who could have guessed? This guy went to
briefly
Harvard.
Left Harvard, focused on finishing...
What did he study? Did he study jazz music?
I'm going to be honest, it probably was.
Well, like, Whiplash is just like my Harvard experience.
I mean, I can check what he studied. He studied filmmaking, okay. Okay, yeah, like figures. I've watched a bit of it. And for a 24-year-old kid directing a musical, a movie is one thing, but a musical, it's very good.
Is Guy and Madeleine a musical? Did it sing or is it just...
Wait, no.
Guys, the whole thing's on YouTube. Don't sue
us. It's black and white, right? Yeah. Yeah, I've
seen it. You might watch that. Actually, I don't know.
No, it's pretty cool.
No one ever watches this, ever. It's like... Okay, cool. I've seen all of Damien Chazelle's movies. I've seen First Man, Babylon, Whiplash.
Yeah, but then you have to get to the short films as well.
Oh, what else is there? Guy and Madeleine and 10 Cloverfield Lane.
Okay, I'm just trying.
Did he work on it though?
Yes, he wrote it.
Oh, he wrote it.
That's quite interesting, actually.
That's a good movie.
Is it?
Apparently, with John Goodman.
Mary Elizabeth Winstead. We did Scott Pilgrim one time and they haunt us.
It's just her.
Always a Scott Pilgrim character in every single film we watch.
It's more often than not, it's her. Okay,
she's just in so many films, And she never looks the same in any of them.
Yeah, and that's what I can never guess. So after he graduated...
She's like, the Where's Wally of like...
I know, like you just spot that. It's like J.K. Simmons, honestly.
J.K. Simmons, her.
Actually, no, when you spot J.K. Simmons in the wild, like you just...
It's like Pokemon Go. You know. I found him.
Yeah, so like... So La La Land was basically Chazelle's like dream to me because like...
Of course it was.
No, but it was
like, who likes jazz music makes a situationship movie based on his situationship.
And like it was hard because
it's starting to sound like 500 Days of Summer.
It was quite hard to get this film made like naturally because, I mean, look at it. So he did like.
Is where the lighting, and the way it's like edited is just like. Euphoric to look at.
Can I say movies are dirty nowadays?
Yeah, it's they are so
I'm saying nowadays as if 2016 was a long time ago.
Do you know who did that? You know who caused it? Zack Snyder. Zack Snyder single-handedly destroyed cinematography with his doo-doo colored superheroes.
Okay, Zack Snyder. You're not a Zack Snyder.
Why does Wonder Woman look like an actual like brown smudge on my screen? Like
it's all gray. It is literally all gray. It's just
Superman's like somewhat blue. They all look like off-brand, like abstract concepts.
I mean, technically,
maybe Flash.
Technically, you can blame Nolan for starting that in the first place, but that's less so his fault for doing it, and more so a lack of understanding on Snyder's part for what he was doing with like.
But the difference is mainly black, kind of cool like Casablanca.
Yeah.
Brown.
It is literally just grey.
Reminds me of like...
And now every movie is either super harsh lighting or you can't see anything.
Netflix lighting or...
Yeah, you cannot see anything.
You're cranking your brightness up. Yeah, but unless they're veterans, it's
like modern movies, they are not particularly...
Or they're just blatantly ripping off like the director they got taught at film school. Like, oh, look... I watched Fincher's movies.
But that's what happens when you watch like a Fincher movie or like I watched some of more like recent Spielberg films. You realize, oh my god, like it's kind of a shock to the system that these things came out in the 2020s.
It's like what?
Because it's like, oh yeah, movies can be colorful and they cannot be like gray.
That's one thing Fincher does. Like his movies are dark and gray in plot, but they're so colorful. Like, Seven has no right to have, like, so many, like, colourful scenes in it.
I know.
The ending is, like, it's never black. That's the key thing. Yeah. It's always, like, dark green or, like,
and there's
blue.
Nothing wrong with being, like, film noir or something like that.
It's allowed to be dark, but yeah. I really like it when a movie isn't black. It's, like, a dark green instead. And so it looks dark on your screen, but it's still got, like, colour.
Yeah. And this movie just might be the most colourful thing I think I've seen in my life.
The most sad and depressing scene in this film is green. It's like bright green.
Yeah, I know.
You're sat there and the whole movie's like purple, orange, yellow, and then suddenly you just get like the most highlighter green coming out.
I know. It's like Jesus. But like like how this movie opens.
It's like Inside Out.
I know. Like that's true. But like how this movie opens, it's like one, I love that little like cinemascope thing for like, look at that.
Someone went to film school.
Yeah, I know. It's so in your face. Like, I love film, but like, I don't hate it. And then like, that Another Day of Sun
oh
is.
My
oh
God.
My God. That is.
I hate musicals.
One, I'm okay. pretty sure.
Okay, I hate musicals a lot. And a lot of people are going to like hate on me for this. It's not that I hate musicals for their plot, I just hate that for no apparent reason. Everyone knows the lyrics to a song. How? Why? And then, you know, it'll be like...
Suspension of disbelief.
It'll be really dramatic, and then they'll all be doing the Irish jig. Like, what is the plot reason for
okay,
this?
Okay, there are some movies where that's a little weird. I mean, yeah, like...
High School Musical?
Okay, but then, like, you're not... You can't bully a Disney Channel original movie. Like,
I can bully a Disney Channel original movie, and I will.
And, but this movie...
Disenchanted.
Let's not. I still haven't watched them. I am never going. I know. I would.
I'm not hating on the cast. I'm hating on the movie.
No, it's for the sheer fact that like Enchanted is like actually pretty alright, and then like.
I don't mind Enchanted because it's kind of a satire.
It's a satire. It's not supposed to be taken that seriously. But then like Disenchanted,
like this is the movie I like it because the musical elements make sense, and a lot of it isn't like singing along musical.
Yeah, it's not.
A lot of it is just like jazz.
We pointed out, like, while I was watching the film, there's like three actual songs.
And most of it is just the music is so integral. Yeah,
Another Day of Sun, City of Stars.
Someone in the Crowd.
Yeah, oh, I forgot about that. Is that it? Like, I could be completely wrong.
The Crowd. And then there's...
And then you've just got, like...
The John Legend scene, if that counts.
Yeah, that counts. And then you've got, like, the Mia and Sebastian, like...
And the Mia's, like, interview.
Yeah. Oh, right, yeah. Yeah, oh, jeez, I'm sorry. There's more than four songs. There's five. Okay,
It's about four,
though. This movie is, like, it's supposed to be... Because I think the... I didn't originally really, like... With this movie, I thought it was... It didn't understand... Like, what made... Because I thought it was trying to be, like, you know, those MGM musicals, you know, like, Singing in the Rain or, like, American in Paris and, like, stuff like that. I thought it was trying to be like that. It kind of is, but, like, I've been reading, and Damien Chazelle is, like, there's these films made during the French New Wave, like, what do you call it?
It's not made in French New
Wave. No, but it's supposed to be inspired. If you look up, I can't remember what it's called. I think it's Young Girls of Rockfort?
Maybe.
There's... Yeah.
Rochefort, yes, yeah.
Oh, yeah, so... let me show you it. Yes, and, like, French. If you see that, I finally understand what he was going for.
I think the movie is obviously consciously aware of all of the, like, inspiration it had. I mean, it references Rebel Without a Cause.
Yeah.
It, like, openly is inspired by Singing in the Rain and stuff like that.
Yeah.
That whole observatory scene is, like, lifted straight out of 50s movies.
But it knows that. You know that planetarium is honestly one of my favorite scenes in just like
that song. Film. There was a period of time where I watched this movie, and for some reason, every time I was in an airport, I would listen to this. I don't know why.
Until I watched the movie, I did not know that song came from the film.
Yeah, it's so good.
It genuinely like caught me off guard so much.
And I don't know. I think this movie's aware of its thing, and it's, you know, it's always said to be like, this is his love letter to Hollywood.
Yeah.
And then Babylon is like that, but poisoned.
Yeah, it's more,
the
yeah.
idea that like one is written in like gold ink and one is like a hate letter kind of thing. This one, it's like it's just talking about
that's,
like how much they love
like Hollywood has done. It's a film like you don't see that much. Like films can be really really cynical nowadays. And this is probably the least cynical film I think I have seen.
It's in love with the music. It's in love with Hollywood. It's kind of in love with itself. Like, it's just the epitome of, like, a love movie. And yet it still, like, has a horrific ending.
Oh, my God. I think that last 16, like, minutes, I think...
The bit where they pull out the handy cam and they do the, like, what their life could have been like on film.
Jesus. I couldn't even believe, like, that this, like... One, when I first saw the planetarium, I was like, oh, this is cinema. No, because like...
Absolute
cinema. No, but it was. Because like, it really reminded me like what you can do without like wordless storytelling. That bit there where like...
Spit silent film.
Yeah, exactly.
The bit in the jazz club where he's like, he gets all agitated.
Oh my God, no, that was...
And then he gets on the piano and... He's spinning the camera.
God, I haven't gone back to I need to see that. And that
I'm
was
gonna
so
I'm
going to
do
cool.
that. If I ever make a movie... I've had a lot of ideas of this stuff. I want to do that.
He was getting worked up.
He did that in Whiplash as well.
Did he? Mm.
When he's an idiot. I mean, when she's like, I don't like jazz. What do you mean you don't like jazz? No,
but I was actually like...
I was like, how can you
not? Who doesn't like jazz?
Who doesn't? Like, to some extent.
Like, yeah, to some extent.
Okay, it doesn't matter if it's like Subaru Mum... kind of jazz or like actual
but
jazz.
Everybody likes jazz.
You've got to love it in some sense.
I don't know. Like I've never. It's just that I've never met
Whether
somebody.
It's the weird like. Fusion-y.
Somebody likes the blues or they like I don't know swing. Like everybody likes some.
Bebop,
yes, if somebody had like some kind of jazz.
Even if it's just. Yeah.
And then she was like, "Oh, isn't it just like what was it like? Was it like elevator music?" I'm like, I wasn't gonna.
I was like,
he had the crazy. He actually like got really worked.
He crashed out, but valid. Like people are like, it's elevator music. Miles Davis had a yellow Ferrari. Does that sound like elevator music to you?
I know, like it was really weird. That was weird on her part, and it was like,
is it
honestly, and like her job as just like.
The cafe waitress.
On the one hand, I'm not complaining. If I at the very least, I get to be on the Warner Brothers set.
Yes,
that's
dream job. Honestly, I'd take the terrible pay.
I would take the terrible pay. Really just to go just to go there.
But imagine serving coffee to, like, I would happily serve coffee to annoying, like, studio exec vegans just for the chance to, like,
you know, you could just loiter like that.
Tom Cruise, like, coffee.
I know, like it was just, like, it was really cool. It was just...
That bit where they're walking through the film sets.
And oh, yeah,
like,
and, yeah.
Different, like, seasons and stuff. And then at the end of the film, they're on a film set dancing. I was like, holy cool.
Okay, man. But that scene... Oh, my God. I'm sorry. I'm trying not to, like...
Geek out,
but, like...
Oh, my God.
That bit where they were dancing at the end. Like, I don't think... Not since, like, the 1940s have I seen that level of just, like, beauty on film.
Mm.
Do you understand? Like, I love a good little cynical film. I love, like, movies with downer endings. And this one technically has one.
I think the thing about this film is, as, like, astoundingly beautiful as it is, it doesn't really have a lot to say. Like, it is about, like, love.
Yeah, from
and,
the
like,
very beginning.
I like movies and I like jazz. And sure, that's, like, it's a love letter. But it, at its core... There's not much.
From the very beginning, I kind of knew that's what I was getting into.
Yeah, it's a movie that's like burst of love.
Like, for example, you go watch.
That's it.
You go watch.
Nothing else.
You go watch like an old like Gene Kelly movie or like a Fred Astaire movie, and like you get swept up in all like the
beauty,
like, the beauty of it.
But there's nothing there.
And then you start clocking what the story's about.
It's just.
And
nothing.
It's like it's. I don't want to slander them, but like.
It's hollow.
It's not that good.
It's a really nice shell.
I know.
This movie is less egregious of that. Like, it is, it does have a plot and it does have something to say, but it is still just a really, really nice painting.
Yeah, and so, like, this movie is, I mean, there's kind of, like, so, do you know how, like, musicals have been for, like, the last, like, in cinema, like...
NSYNC singing with dancing?
Yeah, but, like, you had, like, obviously you had, like, those MGM ones during the 30s, 40s, and 50s, and you had, like, Fred Astaire and Gene Kelly, and, like, sometimes even Frank Sinatra would pull up, like, every so often.
Had some bad ones.
With the Rat Pack, you know, you what's it called? Robin and his Seven Hoods, yeah.
Or the Ocean's 11 movie.
That's not a musical, and that's not very good.
It's not very good, and the ending is
Steven Soderbergh saved that franchise. but then, like, you had all those kind of movies coming out, and then, like, the studio system collapses in, like, the 60s.
Yeah.
And then, like, all these people, like, Coppola and, like, Scorsese, and they all come. And those kind of movies are so part of the studio system, you know, with their fake sets and, like, they're, like, you know, happy. It's all, like, happy all the time and stuff
And they
like
all
that.
Wear fedoras.
And, yeah, it's, like, it's and very...
Suits.
And they don't really reflect...
And tap dancing.
And you, obviously, in the 60s, you have stuff like, I don't know, the
civil... Well, in the 50s, you have, like, extreme, like... racism.
But 60s is the time of just like change, like not just change musically, like nobody is really listening to like jazz or Cole Porter. People are listening to like the Beatles and like the
Who. You have like West Side Story at the same time.
Yeah, and then like,
well,
so
you got the Velvet Underground in the 60s, which is just the most like, it's the epitome of like what the 60s was, what the Beatles like were trying to say basically, which is just like,
and that was the kind of music that people were listening to at the time.
Yeah,
people aren't listening to like like, I don't know, like...
You can have Miles Davis, even though he was around up until the 70s.
Yeah, but people aren't... That's just, like, people listening to the Beatles and the Who and, like, whatever, like,
Summer
stuff like that.
Love, man.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you people are going to Woodstock. Nobody's going to go watch a Gene Kelly Woodstock. Movie anymore. Like, it's just stuff... That's 1969, right? 70? 69, yeah. So it's
Jimi Hendrix doing the national anthem.
Yeah, so...
Which is referenced in Cars.
Is it... Oh, well, you're telling that disrespectful.
John, off!
Respect the classes.
It's Hendrix. And he does that twice. That joke comes
out.
I know.
I know. But then, like, that's the kind of music people are listening to. So the musical essentially just dies. And it's kind of replaced with, like, in the 70s, you have, like, Rocky Horror or something like that.
Yeah.
Or you'll have, like, Cabaret.
The world around the Rocky Horror Picture Show, like, the tradition of people, like, reenacting it
in
front of the screen.
It
which
is.
Which I'm so sad they cut that out of Perks of Being a Wallflower.
Oh, they... Was it?
In the book, he acts as one of the main characters. And it's like a whole thing where he gets like accepted by his friend group because he did this. And it's like him stepping out of his shell. And I'm so sad they cut that. Because the culture around that kind of like...
I think it's safe to call it
a neo-musical where it knows it's making fun
it's
of
a
being
serious,
a musical.
Yeah, and like the Rocky Horror is like kind of representative of what happened in the 70s with the musical. Where it's like they are musicals only by the fact that they are music. They are not anywhere close to, like...
They don't have the plot of a musical.
Yeah, they don't have, like, the kind of stuff where, like, you might have, like Fred Astaire and, like, Ginger Rogers, like, dancing and talking about how happy life is and stuff like that. And the worst thing that happens in a movie like that is, like, he, like... halfway through the movie, he doesn't get the girl or something like that.
Yeah, she does.
In like something like Rocky Horror or Cabaret, where like they talk about incoming fascism or like Fiddler on the Roof and like stuff like that, where like it's about the Jewish persecution and stuff like that. It's more serious. It's more representative of the 70s kind of movies, like The Godfather and stuff like that. And then the only two exceptions that I can think of different from that are maybe like the Disney animated films. And then you have like New York, New York from Scorsese and One from the Heart from Coppola, which are... You watch New York, New York from Scorsese. Look at the plot for that movie. It is literally just La La Land, but infinitely worse.
I've never seen it.
It's on BBC iPlayer if you want. I can't say that through
when
the entire thing.
When did the original West Side Story come out?
61.
So that's kind of the point where it started taking
Yeah,
commentary.
Because people started making... It was essentially remakes before the remake, because they were doing this kind of thing where like they were taking things that had been hits on Broadway...
And then changing it up.
Turning it into a movie. So it's like a remake before those remakes started happening. And then so like...
Except now you got it backwards. It's now Back to the Future, the musical. Because
you can turn anything into a musical. Apparently a La La Land musical is like in which... How have we not gotten there yet?
The Outsiders, the musical.
Yeah.
The Outsiders, as in the movie where a member of a small 50s town... gets shanked, is a musical now. Uh-oh, I stabbed him.
How far away is that from, like, West Side Story, though?
Yeah, but, like, West Side Story, the whole point is it's, like, making it more manageable for a 60s audience that became really popular.
Yeah.
It's, like, no one wants to watch an actual movie with no songs that talks about all of that stuff.
Yeah.
As just, like, a gang drama, because that would have been, like...
Because it's got, like, racism and stuff like that, and you probably can't get away...
blacklisted.
You can't really get away with
that. You have to move to Italy. Probably,
exactly.
Boom, gone.
But, like, movies like La La Land didn't really exist. I don't really know what musicals looked like in the 2010s. I can't...
Musicals.
Apart from, like, the Disney films.
I don't know if there's any. Other than, like, High School Musical, probably.
No, I'm... Oh, the Les Mis remake. But like this was really...
I guess, bro.
Sweeney Todd.
Oh,
God. and it's like, yeah, so La La Land was trying to go back to that old style of musical that had been essentially like dormant since the late 60s, which I think it not only does better than... It actually, yeah, it's not only as good as its movies, but it surpasses them. In my opinion, I mean, like, it's not...
Because it's not aggressively a musical. Like, if you took the music out of it, it would still sort of work.
Well, those films, I as much as I love all those old movies, like Top Hat, like something like that, like...
Can you imagine without the music?
It would just be... The plots don't exactly hold up.
I rewatched Dead Poets Society, and there's a whole subplot with Knox Overstreet, where he's in love with the girl, and he does a bunch of, like, musical things, and it was so hard to watch. When he's like reading poems and giving them, if you take the musical element out of any of these movies, it's just creepy.
It was, exactly. And like,
So you had La La La, you had The Greatest Showman, Les Mis.
Yeah, but The Greatest Showman comes out
and
the year after.
Perfect. Yes.
Yeah, but like The Greatest
Showman. That's where the musical peaked, right there.
I don't really know where the musical is right now.
Into the Woods. Pitch Perfect esque
stuff. I mean, like, what's the last one? Wicked?
Yeah.
Yes,
but I'm talking
bro.
About like an original musical. Like,
oh, man,
did you ever see
in
the Heights? Into the Heights?
Oh, yeah.
In the Heights by Lin-Manuel. Apparently, it's not very good and it bombed, so I don't really know. But people thought that La La Land was going to be like this. I get
the
that.
Muppets.
That's a banger. That's a classic. And Muppets Most Wanted. Oh, I could.
Muppets Most Wanted with Ricky Gervais, the evil typical version.
It's like the lightning line.
Where he's just got a mole.
Oh my god, this movie's so
dumb.
He just
paints over his mole and no one notices. That's what Jim Henson, that's what he wanted.
That is exactly
that. That's what Jim Henson
that movie
for.
Is a classic. You gotta see that again. But like, should we talk about what happened at the Oscars with this movie?
So there was a whole saga where the other option, favourite to win, was Moonlight.
So, okay, we'll play the box office game after it.
And La La Land...
La La Land had a leading how many nominees?
Everyone thought that it was going to win, and they take the card, and...
14.
It didn't say Okay, so now, when you look at a card for a nomination, in massive, bold text that even a blind man could read, it says the nomination. Then in small text, and also big text, who won it. And then that's it. Like, in massive text, you can't miss it. Back then, there was no, like, nomination. They just gave you the card as you walked on stage. So they gave them the wrong one.
Yeah.
It says La La Land. They go, La La Land won, right? And then the other guy looks, like, shocked because that's not right. All of the La La Land guys get on stage.
That is the worst part. They're celebrating. That's the worst part. I don't think I would get off that stage.
I think Damien Chazelle was, like, crying or something. And then they go, wait, no, there's been a mistake. Moonlight, you guys won. Moonlight then start cheering. And the La La Land guys have to awkwardly, like, scamper off stage and, like...
No, that would be so pissed. At least Damien Chazelle won. So, this movie had a leading, at the time, 14 nomination.
Yeah.
I think Sinners has broken that.
16.
Okay.
As we said, there is a problem with the Oscars.
Yes, you can give as many nominations as you want, but that does not guarantee you Best Picture, as we have learned.
You can't win anything, apparently. Marty Supreme.
It doesn't actively
matter.
You
can get as many
matter.
As you want. You won't get anything.
So, it won 6 categories.
Secret
which...
Agent 2.
I'm going to see what categories it won. It won.
Ryan Gosling, as they go, like, Moonlight won, Ryan Gosling starts laughing. <That's> He's just, like, laughing.
Because what can you do? What can you do in that situation?
I love that guy. In this movie, he's just such, he's, like...
Oh, so cool.
He's so cool. But he's also just, like... literally every 50s like movie star.
I know.
And this is why he can play anyone. This is why the literally meme started. Yeah. It's just, it's because of him.
So the movie
won 6.
It won Best Director, Best Actress for Emma Stone, Best Cinematography.
So sad that Ryan Gosling didn't win anything.
It's fine. Has he got anything?
No.
No? Oh, well, it's about time then. Best Original.
He's going to get one this year for...
We'll see. Best Original Score, Best Original Song for City of Stars. And Best Production Design. All probably deserved. I don't know what the...
Best Production Design.
I'm going to see. So, okay, it wasn't
That's
like...
That's a mixed bag, though. Usually it's like Warren Beatty messed it up.
Oops. Dick Tracy himself.
Oh, man.
No, like, who was it? Warren Beatty and Faye Dunaway. I'm pretty...
Yeah, Bonnie and Clyde.
Oh, I didn't even realize it was a Bonnie and Clyde reunion. Okay, cool.
Warren Beatty's a good actor, but what a mess.
Funniest thing. Maybe we'll do Dick Tracy one day, but funniest thing. Can I just say something?
Oh, no.
He bought the rights to that thing in 1986. Have you ever heard of, like, it's like a random person owning Batman. And every like few years, if he does not use that character, and he doesn't want to do a sequel, and if he does not use that character, it will be taken away from him. So every few years, like, there was one year where he did TCM Dick Tracy special, where all he did was dress up in the coat, put the hat on, and sit on a dark stage and start talking about random stuff. And I think a few years ago he did a Zoom call with half. I know he had his, like, short on half. So, like, Warren Beatty is a character and a half. But yeah, so
he just refuses to give it up.
So yes, so it's like, I don't know, like Michael Keaton or like Christian Bale, like, owning Batman,
just walking around as Batman.
Just owning Batman, like, not like Warner Bros owns Batman. No, just random Batman guy owns Batman movie. And I don't know where it's gonna go when he dies.
He's gonna go to the estate. He's gonna, like,
but you need to see that Zoom call he does. It's just him in this big coat, big hat, and you know full well he is in his box.
All right.
Yeah. Okay. Let's play the box office game. This movie was, like, probably, I don't know what 26. We're gonna check 20. It made $500 million, which for an original musical is, and it cost 30. For original musical, that's nothing to laugh at.
Half a billion.
That's half a million.
Well, Ryan Gosling brings in the box, man.
Yeah. For a musical.
He brings in the box for anything. Look at Hail Mary.
How many films has he done with Emma Stone as well?
Like, 4.
I feel like it's...
Because he did this. He did, what's it called? The random crime noir movie that I keep thinking is Bugsy Malone.
Oh, yeah, Gangster Squad.
Yeah, Gangster Squad. It looks... awful. And then he did, like, 2 other ones by
Crazy Stupid Love.
That's so funny. Oh my god.
Have you ever seen him on the Mickey Mouse Club when he was like 10? It's always funny to look back.
I love that he's such a wholesome guy.
It's like on the Mickey Mouse.
Have you seen him talking about Project Hail Mary?
What?
Have you seen him talking about Project Hail Mary? They're like, yeah. He was like, when they were first talking about it, they didn't want us to like tell people that Rocky was in the movie. Rocky's the like alien. And he was like, so we like weren't about it. We weren't allowed to talk about it. And I was like, that makes no sense. That's like saying E.T. is about a kid with divorced parents.
Wait, that's really, that's like the whole plot. Is that like the crutch of the movie?
No, but it's like, you know, he's like the second main character.
Really?
It's like saying E.T. is just like about a divorced kid. That's it.
Oh yeah, there's some raisin guy walking around. So I don't know.
Basically the plot of, what's it called?
What?
The plot of the McDonald's, Mac and Me.
Oh my God. Okay.
Have you seen the scene where Mac just the kid just flies off the cliff and then it's clearly like a body bag and he hits the water.
Mac's
goofy ass raisin head just like lifts himself out and goes like and then, like pulls him out of the water.
Okay, I'm checking for like, because I don't know.
There's no context either.
Because
the kid with the wheelchair lives on the side of a cliff and he goes out of the house.
It's all about just selling McDonald's then.
He just rolls off the cliff.
Okay, so. Okay. So this movie is like, this movie was like, I don't know if you remember in 2016 when this movie was coming out. Maybe your six-year-old brain was too dumb to realize that this movie was important. I don't remember this movie. The two movies I do remember were The BFG and something else.
No, didn't Black Panther come out in
2016? No, 2018. Okay. La La Land.
I was old enough to see that in cinemas.
Yeah, so basically it was like the biggest thing in like the world. Like, I don't...
Was it an Avengers movie?
I'm just saying like zeitgeist wise. Okay. Let's
2016.
Okay.
Man. Back of me.
Okay, so nine.
What a train wreck.
Okay, nine is.
How is that in the script? the disabled kid falls off a cliff.
Okay, nine is La La Land. Oh wait, yeah, no, nine. No, 10 is La La Land.
10 is La La Land.
9 is a movie starring Ryan Reynolds. It's quite a quirky, shall we say, superhero movie.
Green Lantern, baby. Oh, Deadpool.
That was a joke, right?
When did Green Lantern come out?
2011.
Oh, you said a quirky one. I was like...
I said quirky, and it's in like a genuine way. Oh, okay. If I wanted to do Green Lantern... Deadpool. Green Lantern.
Green okay. Lantern, man. I love me Green Lantern.
8 is the Hobbit of the Harry Potter franchise.
Oh, Fantastic Beasts.
And?
Where to Find Them.
Yes.
Oh, we have to do the whole title. Yeah. I've seen all three of those movies. I won't get that title.
I saw the first one. I started nodding off during the second one.
I will never get that time back.
Yeah. So 7 is a DC movie. This is the Snyder era, shall we say.
Oh, God. Oh, and God. There's so many.
It's
Batman versus Superman.
Yes. Dawn of what? Justice.
Dawn of Justice. That movie annoys me so much.
It's fun.
No, it's not fun. Why? They're trying to kill each other. He's about to kill Superman. And then Superman goes, Martha. And then Batman goes like, that's my mom's name. And then they're like, let's team up for friendship and kill Lex Luthor.
Watch
and
it.
And Lex Luthor has an emo older brother haircut.
I know. I don't know
he
what.
Like he doesn't
I don't know what the thought process was between getting Jesse Eisenberg
just,
to do that.
It's just evil Mark Zuckerberg.
I know.
Hey, Superman.
Evil Mark Zuckerberg?
I built Meta. It's so terrible.
Okay, this number 6 is...
Also, everything in that movie is brown.
Just brown.
Beginning of that movie... Guess what color Batman, the black and gray superhero, is? What color is he? He's brown.
Okay, I'm not actually against Batman, like acting off people. I'm actually okay with that. I'm not a Batman should never kill... Like,
oh yeah, that's okay, but he's brown.
But like Batman holding like a freaking like Tommy gun.
Why is his color doo-doo mowing people down?
I know, and like going to like, where was it? Like Iran and just like gunning all these people.
He's
gunning
people down. He's the color of doo-doo.
I know.
And his motorcycle goggles on.
It's like, and I don't like this too. I really don't like this too. It's so bulky.
He's built like The Rock.
I don't like,
he's like
I don't,
short and big.
I don't like Ben Affleck as Batman. I'm not. What do they call it?
Batfleck.
Batfleck. Yeah.
Moving
okay, the sixth one is an animated movie.
animated.
Yes.
2016.
Yes.
Disney.
I feel surprised it made this much money, but
Disney.
Despicable Me, like, kind of peeps.
Oh.
It's about, like, pets.
The Secret Life of Pets.
Yeah.
Is
yeah.
it one or two?
One.
That movie's not that bad.
Yeah, but, like, $875 million.
It's pets. It's talking dogs, man.
I know, but and the dog I'm not cry. Giving my money
so
to...
So that Sausage Factory scene in that movie is crazy.
I have not seen this.
I don't think we can even get into that. Okay, the fifth one is... This part of the is a Disney remake. This is the era that we're living in. This is the first Disney remake that we're actually dealing with right now. It's based on one of their more famous classic films. You know, it's based on a novel by Rudyard Kipling.
Oh, The Jungle Book.
Yes,
I didn't hate that one.
I didn't.
I thought it was okay.
It's not bad,
and it was like. Edgy enough to be different.
It's different. It's not doing the same thing again.
It wasn't trying to be exactly the same shot for shot.
Okay, the next one is another Disney film. Okay, Nicole, we actually need to finish this. Okay, it's number four. It is a Disney animated film. Again, it stars animals.
They all star animals.
Yes, but it's all animals. It's like Robin Hood all stars animals. Not Secret Life of Pets all stars animals. It's
they are all animals.
Like all animals, and that's kind of like the society.
Zootropolis.
Yeah, if you want to go that way, like Zootopia. I mean, I've always called it Zootopia, but like Zootropolis is technically fair enough because that's what they call it here. Do you know why they don't call it that? Because there's like a European zoo in like Belgium now. Like, yeah, well, that's we own that. Yeah, it's called Zootropolis. And they're like, you can't have that name. Okay, the number three is another Disney movie. The 2010s, am I right? It's a sequel to one of the more popular 2000s Pixar films. Starring everybody's favorite Ellen DeGeneres.
Ellen DeGeneres.
Yeah.
Oh, she's. You know it.
Yeah, Ellen.
In
Pixar.
Ellen in Pixar. Guys, I wasn't locked in enough to know Ellen.
Come on, it was a pretty popular film. Like, it's. I don't know how else I could say it without just giving it away.
Bruce Lee.
How did they do it? Okay, Finding Dory. That should not be a part of
Dory?
It.
She's
Dory? Yes.
Ellen
and
DeGeneres.
That's why
Dory?
They'll never make another one. Okay, the next one is the next one is the first of two because nobody actively cared about the second one. Of Star Wars spin-offs.
Oh god, it's the Force
spin-offs.
Oh, Solo.
No, that was one that nobody cared
Rogue
about.
One.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. And number one.
I've heard Rogue One's alright.
Number one, which is just apparently it's alright, yeah. The number one is, I feel it's kind of forgotten Marvel film. I don't know. I don't care. I just don't care. It's
Immortal Hulk.
It's like, it's because I haven't even seen this movie. It's because it's just like
the Dark World.
It's a sequel, technically.
Captain America 2.
Again.
It's Captain America, the Winter Soldier. Oh, Captain America, the First Avenger. Why are you doing the Jackie Chan?
Season one.
So what happened in like the US?
What comes after?
Oh, Captain America: Civil War.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I didn't even know that it had three movies. What? No. Random Marvel movies just be spawning out. That's Captain America: Civil War. Captain America: The Winter Soldier is not a real movie. Are you serious?
They just felt bad about the fact that he had less movies than Iron Man.
And they're still making $1 billion.
All right. What are we rating this movie?
Five.
Five.
Yeah, I no notes. It's
if
one
you
of,
haven't
it's,
seen
it's
this
the best,
and you listened,
it's the greatest musical.
We lucky spoiled it for you. My bad.
Not really.
If you haven't seen Mac and Me, however, go indulge on that masterpiece of modern cinema,
or watch Captain America.
Innumerable amount of Captain America movies, including The Falcon and The Winter Soldier.
Oh god.
Anyway, I've been Eddie.
I've been Noah.
Thank you very much.